Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some music to ease you into the day, a blast from the past, some new music, and yes, of course, oboe music time. Let's begin in style and appropriately with an overture. Today from Smetana's Bartered Bride. Now, Smetana was a Czech composer who pioneered the development of a musical style which is largely regarded as the father of Czech music. He was a gifted pianist, gave his first performance, like many a prodigy, at the age of 6, and after studying and leaving Prague, he ended up in Sweden for a while, where he taught and was also a choir master. He wrote lots of different things, and just on the personal side, for those of the inquirers out there, during this period of his life, he was twice married and had 6 daughters. Unfortunately, 3 died in infancy. He later did return to Prague as a champion of the new genre of Czech opera. And back in 1866, his first 2 operas, very celebrated, the Brandenburgers in Bohemia and the Bartered Bride, were premiered at Prague's new Provisional Theater, where he did continue to keep working as the principal conductor. In later life, like a lot of musicians, he did become completely deaf, but continued to compose for the rest of his life. He also suffered a little bit of a mental collapse back in 1884 and was sent to an asylum and his subsequent death. But he is considered to be one of the great composers of Czech music. So let's take a listen. A great ensemble, the Pro Arte Orchestra, and Sir Charles McCarris conducting. This is the overture to the Bartered Bride. Thank you. Got a little bit of dancing in there, but I'm certainly awake now. That was the Pro Arte Orchestra with Sir Charles Mackerras conducting, and that was the overture to Smetana's The Bartered Bride. We're going to continue on with some lovely choral music, the artistry of Discantus. Now, this is an ensemble of female voices that is dedicated to the revival of sacred monophonic and polyphony melodies, or polyphonic, depending on how you want to be, from the Middle Ages. It is beautiful music and a nice way to kind of counteract what we just heard. Here is Discantus.
Lux et terra de sole la venita non.
Discountess with some medieval chant, and that comes from their Dis Campestelle. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And let's move along to a beautiful work, John Tavener's The Protecting Veil. Now, Sir John Kenneth Tavener was a British composer and was known for his extensive output of religious works. He began as a prodigy back in 1968 and was described back then as the musical discovery of the year, as well as, and I quote, among the very best creative talents of his generation. The work we're going to hear was recorded by cellist Stephen Israelis and became a best-selling album, also including the song for Athena, which was also sung at the funeral of Princess Diana. But of the work, he wrote, "I have tried to capture some of the almost cosmic power of the Mother of God. The cello represents the Mother of God and never stops singing throughout. One can think of the strings as a gigantic extension of her unending song." So here it is, the celebrated performance, Stephen Israelis joined by the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Tavener's The Protecting Veil. I really can't listen to that without getting tears in my eyes. A beautiful performance, Stephen Israelis, joined by the BBC Symphony Orchestra. And that was Tavener's The Protecting Veil. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And here it is, the anticipated, well, at least for me, it is the requisite oboe music time. Today, some music by Rossetti. Frank Anton Rossetti was actually born in Bohemia back in 1760 and followed in the fashion adopted by many a composer of the time to adopt an Italian name. So he became Francesco Antonio Rossetti. Now, in his earlier career, he was actually destined for the priesthood and studied both theology and music. He did join the court orchestra as a double bassist, then went on to become a composer and conductor in the prince's court, the top job. He wrote over 30 symphonies and 20 instrumental concerti, of which you're going to hear the adagio from his concerto in F for oboe and orchestra. So here is Leos Lences, joined by the members of the Slovak Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful tone. That was oboist Leos Lenzes, joined by the members of the Slovak Chamber Orchestra and the beautiful Adagio from Rossetti's Oboe Concerto in F Major. And we're going to flip back to Canada, to the Toronto composer James Rolfe. Now, he's been commissioned and performed by ensembles and orchestras and choirs and theaters and operas pretty well all over the place. He holds composition degrees from Princeton University and also from the University of Toronto, where he now serves as a composition director and instructor and mentor. This is an offering from his latest offering, CD, Wound Turned to Light. This is Moon.
Soft steps in the velvet of night circle my house. You smile at me as I look out my window. Masquerading for me each night, your veil slipping off so that I could see your honest face. Moon, moon, I am a in the palm of your hand, I feel your icy breath. Give me one last turns around your satin gown, one tug upon your hem and my bones dissolve. Moon, moon, I offer you my hand. Let us move through these nights like two old friends, not knowing who conjured who, not knowing who conjured.
Moon, music by Toronto composer James Rolfe. And let's continue with a classic as promised, some music by Bach. This comes from his Brandenburg Concertos. They are a collection of six instrumental works presented by Bach to Christian Ludwig Margrave of Brandenburg back way in the day in 1721. And they are regarded as many of you may know, the finest musical compositions of the Baroque era. And today we're going to hear a performance not on modern instruments, but on period instruments. But definitely it does the work justice. This is Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 with the Lind Consort, and Hans Martin Lind conducting.
Thank you.
Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, an excellent performance by the Lynn Consort, with Hans-Martin Lynn conducting on period instruments. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I think we have time for just a few more selections, and whom better to close off the program than the incomparable voice of Nina Simone. This comes from her album, A Single Woman.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I want you? Well, the more I see you, as years go by, I know that the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. My arms won't free you, my heart.
should marry me. I know you don't agree. There's no two ways about it. I should marry you, but I haven't a clue of just what to do about it. I know I'm tired of sleeping all alone. Oh, you and I should really make a home. Or two, or three, or four, or more. You should marry me. I know you don't agree. There's no two ways about it. I should marry you, but I haven't a clue just what to do about it. It's not for old folks like I used to say. Oh, baby, baby, don't leave me this way. Marry me, marry me, marry me. Like I used to say, oh baby, baby, don't leave me this way. Marry me, marry me, marry me.
Two tracks from Nina Simone that comes from the album A Single Woman. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay tuned to Worku and Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next. Have a great day.